The HelloFresh pulled pork tacos, those are incredible. That's just one of the delicious meals that we've tried through HelloFresh. With over 50 menu and market items to choose from each week, you'll never run out of dishes to try. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code SITUATION16 at HelloFresh.com/SITUATION16. You guys will love it.
What's up, guys? It's happening. Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yep, we are back. I just learned how to put my laptop on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you know how, like, we are always doing Zooms and, like, different things in the laptop, and because I have iMessage connected, I can never figure that out. There must have been, like, some update, because it's, like, now works. If I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, it usually syncs to the laptop.
You know what? I have a question. I see sometimes that on a text message. Yes. Should I feel some type of way that someone's trying to silence me right now?
No. I think it's excellent, because when I see someone has it, I actually feel more comfortable sending it because I use Do Not Disturb. So to me, it's great because it's like perfect. Like, I don't need a response now. Uh-huh. But when you're free, whether it's tomorrow morning, whether it's an hour after your meeting, when you're out of work or out of your workout or you're doing, like, I do it a lot if I'm with Romeo because I don't want to be on my phone.
Yeah.
So I'll put Do Not Disturb, and I put my phone on Do Not Disturb every night very early also because of that, because I want to just not have alerts on my phone.
I actually felt some type of way. I'm like, is this person right now like singling me out right now and silencing only me?
Well, usually it's a generalized thing. Usually you can, they have upgraded it where you can now do settings where you can do like focus mode or different Do Not Disturb modes that allow certain people through if you filter them, like allow emergency contacts through. Like, you know, if something is ever happening, you want that number to come through. But most of the time, unless it's like your immediate family or something, there's no reason for you to come through during a Do Not Disturb, you know? So I wouldn't take it personal. Okay. I think it's a great tool because it lets like the user just, you know, get to you when you need to get to you. And I like that. I think that we live in a world where everything is instant, like gratification. And like, even when you text me things, like they're not always, they're important things to get done, but they don't need to be addressed in that moment. It's like an add to the list type thing to do for the day.
I have that issue. But which one of my friends, if you had a multiple choice, A, Paulie, B, Vinny, or C, JWoww.
Vinny or Jenny.
It was Vinny. I was like, you little chooch. I thought he singled me out this past weekend. It was my birthday. And all my friends were saying happy birthday. And I looked, you know, at his contact. And it said, you know, notification silenced. And it says that a lot. I'm like, is he singling BDS out?
Listen, I don't know why he does it. He might be busy. But I think, like, I use it for different reasons. It's also like a mental health thing for me.
Oh, he definitely does that because of that, for sure.
And probably. I think that's really valuable, a valuable tool, because even if you're, okay, you're not working, you're not in a meeting, you're not doing family time, but you just want to chill and you don't want, like, I don't have Instagram or social media notifications because we have fan pages and they're very large, so they would just go off nonstop. So I don't see those alerts, but it'll dismiss all alerts. So like, you'll never get anything. You know what I mean? Like, just nothing will refresh and it lets you chill out. And when you're physically attached to your phone, like, maybe you're not going to put it on the other side of the room, so maybe it's on your nightstand, but you won't have to see it light up every 3 seconds.
I think it's a great point to point out, you know, that for your own mental health, sometimes you got to put that phone down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but on another note,
Do Not Disturb is great.
We were just speaking about birthdays. It was obviously BDS's birthday. It was America's birthday. We hope that you had an amazing 4th of July with your family. You got some time to relax, eat some good foods. Technically, guys, it is cancer season. And
Moonchild.
Yes. Speaking of horoscopes, my horoscope has said it's my season.
You've been very into your horoscope lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very, very excited for this particular season. It says that, you know, I'm going to be shining. Do you actually believe in horoscopes?
I do. I do believe in astrology.
Yes.
I don't know that I believe in horoscopes because I think depending on who's...
They're two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, because a horoscope is like, could be a daily, weekly, monthly, like little blurb or recap about your astrological sign and such.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the times people just run out of things to say and talk about and they just like throw shit in there. But like Susan Miller, when I was really into astrology when I was younger, Susan Miller is like this famous astrologist. Now you can go to her website and you can get her monthly horoscope.
I will get her horoscope as long as she says it's my season.
They're
right
free
now.
They're very in depth and people like wait for them to come out and she'll like release them like 30 days before the month or something.
The stars have aligned right now.
Yeah, and they're very detailed. And something like that, I haven't read in a long time, but something like that I would take more I would take more faith in that than like, you know, a newspaper or a magazine or like some small little blurb. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Because that's like her life's work, I feel like. Well, she's an astrologer.
I'm going to go with the stars of a line for a Big Daddy Sitch, his family and his future right now.
I love that.
Today, July 5th, every day you have the freedom to make the choices to improve your life, your attitude, how you treat others, what you focus on and what you do, being authentic, taking care of yourself. It's good choices stacked one upon another over time. That's how you live an extraordinary life. That's my horoscopes today.
I love that. See, that's like a motivational thing. That can apply, I feel like, to anything.
I think that's great. Technically, that's how we live our life.
Yeah, that is. But also, I think that sometimes I didn't know what you meant by that. That's like a motivational great one. That's a good source. But sometimes, you know, horoscopes are like weird things. Like, oh, your job or your...
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
Your financial house or like weird things. And you're like, what? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know if this is funny, but if I ever see anything negative, I just swipe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, you're like, doesn't relate.
Doesn't apply to me. The stars have aligned. Yes. Yeah, but that's...
And it's not always going to be because if you do get deep into astrology, so you're... I may be wrong here because I have not, like I said, looked into this till my very early 20s. But you have different signs.
Well, you're opposite of me.
Well,
I'm Cancer. Yes,
but when you say you're a Cancer, that's your like rising sun star.
God. You're
so there's three signs. No, okay. If you're really getting into astrology, I can actually look it up to have the right answers. But there's like your rising star or your rising sun, your rising moon, and then there's a third one. And if you get like the Susan Miller book and look at your chart, and you can look, okay, I'm this rising, and then I'm this moon, and then and it's where all these three stars were, planets were when you were born.
I believe in that.
So it's that. So it's not, you're not just going on where the sun was. You know what I mean? You're going on everything, the moon and everything else. So it's more like nuanced to you. And then that's how you get deep in the astrology.
Well, listen, I was born
the astrology on the zone.
4th of July, the Big Bang.
But no, you have to go based on the year. It's the year and the time. So, like, I was born at, like, 9 something in the morning, 9:20, I think. So, you have to know what time you were born.
So,
and
I got
to
call
know exactly
up,
where all the stars were.
Peaches, Mama Sorrentino?
Yeah. All right. So, I'm not sure if I've gotten into adaptogens yet on this podcast, but this brings up an idea that I actually want to talk about this going forward. But today's episode is sponsored by Mudwater. So it's MUDWTR. And it is such a cool product. I'm like really excited to share this with you. So Mudwater is a coffee alternative with 4 adaptogenic mushrooms and Ayurvedic herbs. I hope I'm saying that right. Ayurvedic is like a healing ancient property, and it's just, if you Google this, it's just all the good stuff. So it has 1/7 of the caffeine as a cup of your coffee, so you get the energy without the anxiety, jitters, or the crash of coffee, of course. Each ingredient was added for a purpose. The cacao and chai for mood and a micro dose of caffeine, lion's mane for alertness, which is so funny because lion's mane is so good for you. We give that to Mosey, like Mosey, you know, comes first in this family. They also have a bunch of other ingredients that are all Ayurvedic and adaptogenic, so I can't necessarily pronounce them all properly. They have turmeric as well for soreness and cinnamon for antioxidants. It tastes perfection. You're going to love it. It's become my favorite drink, and I love to drink it with a little bit of almond milk, and I do unsweetened vanilla almond milk, and it just tastes so smooth and so soft, and I'm telling you, I'm loving the combo of the adaptogens in here. So Mudd is Whole30 approved. It's 100% USDA organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified. Mudd water allows you to build a morning ritual that promotes sustained energy without the crash. So of course, we have a special discount for you guys here today. All you have to do is head to MuddWater. It's MuddWTR.com/situation and use code situation for 15% off. Of course, this is a special discount code just for our loyal Here's the Sitch listeners. So you guys can support the show, support us, and check out MuddWater at MuddWTR.com/situation. Have a great time checking it out. I love it.
Big shout out to Peaches, Mama Peaches, which is, she came through this weekend with the fire moose cake, birthday cake for me, which she's made since I was younger.
And, she did. It was delicious.
And the cream puffs.
I love chocolate cake.
I might open up a cream puffery.
I think you should open up a cream puffery. Because and I think it should be called the cream puffery.
My mom came through with the cream puffs this particular weekend for my birthday. And they were definitely a hit with both of our families. We decided to
have... She makes the best cream puffs.
We had a little bit of a mini barbecue. I'd have to say it was intimate. It was just a little bit of Lauren's side and my side, and that was it. Nothing big. Wasn't extra, guys. And we were living our best life, you know?
Yeah.
BDS was grilling and chilling, you know, with all the meats. And it was a really nice... birthday for me, my best ever, because I'm super grateful to be a dad and a loyal husband, and we're so excited, you know, with what's going on in our family right now. Despite there are always, you know, tough times here and there, we choose to be grateful.
Yeah, Romeo was living his best life. Romeo went in the pool.
Yeah,
he played with his water table.
He's almost walking.
He is walking. He's just like, he crawls faster.
He takes 5 steps and then he crashes.
And then he crawls and he's like, I can get there a lot faster on all fours. Yeah. But he's so cute. And he had munchkins. He had like a jelly donut.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Day is an adventure being a parent.
It really is. It was cute.
And also, big shout out to cast and crew on Jersey Shore Family Vacation this past week going into my birthday. We were the number one show on cable out of 150 telecasts.
That's big.
And that is big in any universe. I do have to say that less and less people do watch cable, but obviously you can access the show in various apps, you know,
streaming,
MTV,
DVR,
you know, Amazon Prime. Is it Amazon Prime or is it? No,
it's
Prime Video.
It's
Prime, Prime Video. Prime Video is what it's called.
You could buy it on Apple, I'm sure. You could buy season pass too.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place, and this season is a very entertaining season. So big shout out to cast and crew. Also, I'd have to say that this season is a really good season.
Yeah, what just aired this past week for Fresh by Memory?
And that's another reason why I wanted to go over a little recap of the last Mosey recap. Because is that something we haven't spoken about, what our family had went through? And we didn't discuss it because it was very sensitive. And obviously it was on the show. We really didn't want to ruin what the viewers have saw. But due to the overwhelming... response of the fans and support that we've received from what's going on with Mosey.
Yeah, Mosey's doing very well. So Mosey's 10 years old.
Yes.
He turned 10 this April. He's a golden retriever. Mm-hmm. And if you have those two pieces of information, you know that, you know, golden retrievers' lifespans are kind of like 12, 13.
14, yeah.
Like, they really don't have a lot of years. It's very sad because they are the best dogs ever. Like, Mosey is just the sweetest little angel and so well behaved and so well trained. He's
the family mascot.
He's just the perfect dog.
He is and has always been there for us in all of everything. You know?
So when we were filming in January, it was like the last week of January. I don't remember what we were even filming that day. It was just the crew was just at our house.
We were supposed to be filming something.
Yeah. It was just us, though, at our house.
Out of nowhere, you know, life happened on life's terms. Yeah. And we had to spring into action.
So we, the morning of filming, we dropped Mosey off. We're like, he's not acting like himself. We took him to the vet.
There was a limp, yeah.
We took him to the vet, which I love our vet. Dr. Maroney in Shoreside Vet. Neri, if you are local, she's in the Atlantic Highlands. She is an incredible, amazing veterinary. So we took him there. And then while we were filming, we got the phone call. And she said, listen, I did an x-ray on him. And I need you to come down right away. It's an emergency. You have to take him to the hospital. And she was so upset. She didn't want to tell me much on the phone. And the cameras were rolling. This was like an actual real thing that happened while we were filming.
Yeah, the world stopped right there.
Everything stopped. They know Mosey's like, you know,
He's our family.
First fur baby.
Our first son, yeah.
So we had to take him down. And they're like, if you don't mind, we would love to just document it. So they just put GoPros in the car. They followed us throughout the day. And it was a very...
very tough time.
Very...
traumatic.
Frustrating.
It's traumatic, I thought.
Yeah, emotional process.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
We didn't know what was happening, and we were getting a lot of heavy information quickly, and we had to make decisions quickly.
Yeah.
So
I think the first thing that they said to us was, because once they found that it was cancer and that he needed surgery, their first thing was like, "Do you want us to put him down?" And we were like, "Oh my God!" Like,
yeah.
Or we can go the aggressive route and we can get the surgery, clean him out. And then if he responds well to that surgery, then we could go to chemotherapy.
Right.
Obviously, once you get to chemotherapy, he has to also respond to the chemotherapy every single treatment, as sometimes that doesn't go as planned as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to show a lot of the nuanced details in a show because it's just hard to with any story, but we got a lot of heavy information right away. You know, it started with the vet. We took him to, we picked him up. MTV came with us, or the production crew came with us. We went right to the hospital down the road, and the hospital came very highly recommended. Again, if you're local, and I'm just sharing these businesses because they all saved his life.
They were great.
And they all were 24/7 around the clock care.
They were amazing. They really
and
were.
His oncologist is incredible at Garden State Hospital in Tinton Falls. They're on One Pine Street. And just everyone has been amazing through the whole process. And I just can't speak highly about any more of them. But yeah, so Mosey ended up having... he did have metastasized cancer that spread to his lungs, which meant it was further along than we had hoped.
Yeah.
But he did have a tumor that was in his liver and it had burst. So he was internally bleeding. So that's why the options were so grave. And they were like, listen, either you do the surgery and we do our best to get it out because the location of the tumor is so dangerous that we could go in and do surgery and can't get it all out. It's very possible.
Yep.
Then they said another option is to put him down. And another option is to
just put him
medicate
on steroids,
him and bring him home
for whatever
for like
time
a week,
had, for whatever time
a few
he
days
left.
Until he passed. So we were shooketh because we didn't want to put him through a life-changing surgery if it wasn't going to help him, if he was only going to have 2 weeks.
Or if he couldn't even withstand it because he's 10 years old.
Right.
And, you know, quality of life we were also thinking of.
But we went over everything with all the doctors and the oncologists, and they said, you know, his blood work is great. He's a very healthy dog. He was always taken care of. He's always been on vitamins. They're like, he's healthy, he's strong.
He can do it.
He can do the surgery if that's something you want to go for.
Yeah.
So we did the surgery, and just to arrive to that solution, it took, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was shocking information.
We were on eggshells, you know, in our family room waiting for hours for him to get out of surgery, wondering if it was going to be successful or not. And that was like the first stage.
Right. So the hospital called. They said it went amazingly well. They got everything out. Of course, they can't do anything about the metastasized stuff in his lungs, but that can be treated through chemo. But they did get all of the tumor out. They stopped the bleeding. So they kept him overnight, which was the first time Mosey was ever overnight in any vet or hospital care. So I was devastated. And then he came home the next day. And he was so happy. Like, I posted the photo on social media. I wasn't ready to share this information and story because everyone's different when they go through personal things. And being a public figure, it's a blessing and it's a double-edged sword because while it's amazing, you can get so much information and so much feedback if you're looking for it. The other end of the sword is you're getting so much information and so much feedback that you don't want also.
Yeah.
So, and no one knows your circumstance. Everyone's story is not the same. There's different nuances to everything in life. So I wasn't ready to get that overwhelming amount of information until I was ready, like now, you know what I mean? Like settled in my own research, found the best doctors and all this stuff. So now it's 6 months later, Mosey reacted really well to his chemo. He did 6 rounds of them. He did incredible.
Yeah.
Like some dogs can't withstand it.
Yeah, one or two.
He was such a trooper that he was only supposed to do 5 and they did an extra 6 to just keep it at bay.
Yeah.
And he's doing amazing. He's also on this turkey tail extract.
Yep.
Which is a supplement that really...
it's supposed to lengthen the life.
If you have a pet that has hemangiosarcoma and it's a similar breed, this is a natural supplement that really all these people swear by,
yep,
that it extends their life. The oncologist is who told me about it immediately. We immediately put Mosey on it. He gets 9 of them a day because he is, you know, higher in weight. So it goes on weight, the dosage, but he has no problem having them. And I swear that along with the oncologist and the surgery saved his life.
And he's also on CBD oil, usually about twice, yes, a day to keep him
comfortable, to
keep him comfortable. And to be honest with you, I think that he is living his best life right now.
He is.
And our family is just so grateful to spend this time with Mosey. He loves to be around the family. He loves to be around the baby, and that's like his purpose.
Yeah,
you know, to be around his family, and that's why it was such a traumatic time for us because everything was so uncertain, and we just wanted to get him home to his family and put him in the best position possible to fight this thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so I think we made the best decisions we could with all of the doctors and everything and all the information we had with us. So Mosey's doing amazing, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud of the decisions we made together as a family. And Romeo and Mosey are like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
They, you know, Mosey never missed a feeding throughout even being sick, and we didn't know, like, any hour of the night, anything,
yeah,
like
baby,
Mosey,
yeah,
gets up and comes with me and sits at our feet.
It's his purpose to be with the baby. I swear, he's like the
so
the guardian angel of the family. And when I was away in prison, he was with you the whole time. You know, for those 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a member of our family, and we really went to bat for Mosey and for our family unit, you know?
Yeah. So thank you for all of your prayers
amazing.
Your sweet messages, your kind messages. I just wanted to share our story about him. And if you're local and you needed any doctors, or if you ever encountered hemangiosarcoma, the turkey tail extract, the brand we use is Imunity, it's called.
Yep.
Imunity. So today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is brought to you by one of our very loyal partners since the beginning, Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep has been with us for, I want to say, a few years now, since the beginning of our podcast. And we love them so much. We love them as much as they love us. And I have to tell you, our entire bedrooms are outfitted with Helix Sleep mattresses because they're just the best of the best. And that's why we always promote them. We want you guys to have the best of the best in health and wellness. And you spend so much time in your bed, sleeping, resting, doing whatever you do up there. And you should be comforted. You should be feeling your best. And not all sleep is equal. So some of us are side sleepers, back sleepers, stomach sleepers, I don't know, upside down sleepers. And because of all those different positions, They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. They also have mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you're a hot sleeper, and mattresses that are great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. So they have everything covered. Whatever you are looking for in a mattress, they have. They also have this really cool quiz. So all you have to do is head over to helixsleep.com, take their quick quiz, and they'll match you with the perfect mattress, perfected for your needs and your family. So if you're looking for a mattress right now, take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door shipped for free. It is that simple. You never need to go to a mattress store again. What I also love about Helix Sleep is I love brands that believe in their product. So they have a 10-year warranty. 10 years. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free also. So they'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But I know that you will. So it's completely risk-free. Helix also has financing options and a flexible payment plan, so a great night's sleep is never too far away. Of course, we have a special promo code for our loyal Here's the Sitch listeners. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's $200 off all mattress orders plus two free pillows at helixsleep.com/situation. Check it out. I'm going to have to get on those pillows. I swear the next day after the episode aired, I told him while he was sleeping, I'm like, Mosey, so many people are praying for you right now.
I know.
And I swear the next day he had like an extra pep in his step. And I'm like, Mosey, a lot of people were rooting for you overnight. Oh my God.
You know what? I really do believe in that.
The power of prayer.
The power of prayer. I believe that's like the it's like the thought process, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when, you know, I think that, you know, when you believe in something, I think it can come to pass. So imagine if there's, you know, thousands and thousands of people thinking and
the
praying.
Same positive
You
message.
Know, it's like a general,
you
know,
amazing.
Consciousness, you know? You know, and I think that has some healing properties, I
100%.
Believe. 100%. You know? Back to the never-ending renovation, guys, that's happening with our home. Today is the day of demo day for kitchen because we had done the upstairs. We had we've spoken about this before, but we had a leak in the baby's supply line in his bathroom that had leaked east-west and went down to the kitchen. So now we're finally at the stage of demoing the kitchen, as after months and months, the appliances have come in, the tile has come in, and today is demo day, guys. So we're hyped to move forward with that. I think we may have said it before, but I'm saying it again. I think we'll be done with the situations will be under construction for the rest of the year. And then once Christmas comes, I think we will be done.
Yeah, probably. If we're talking about everything, then yes, because we got to do Romeo's bathroom.
And again, guys, we didn't voluntarily do this.
No.
This was,
an act of God.
An act of God where there was a giant water leak the size of SeaWorld in our kitchen. And now we're just picking up the pieces months later and trying to move forward.
It's so interesting because, we film so much, so much of it ends on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
But I've been watching the show the past 2 weeks along with you guys in the new season, and our kitchen is like a, what is it called? A construction site? A work zone? Like hazard?
Yeah.
Like open nails, open beams, open studs, the whole ceiling's ripped open. Like it's a sight for sore eyes. And it's interesting because I guess they didn't want it. They didn't have room for the story of it, which is fine. There's so much more stuff happening in the world. But they like really filmed around it somehow. Like we were in our kitchen a lot, and sometimes you could see it if you're like looking for it like I am, but they really filmed around all the construction, which was hard to do. It's impressive.
Yeah. So I think that will be done in a couple months. And now, like I said, we're really about to, I believe in the next couple of weeks, we are about to embark on, filming our new season.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Time is flying by. The summer always goes the fastest, I feel. The fastest time of year is always the summer, right?
And also, I broke out, guys, my cornhole set.
You did.
I just want to let you guys know.
Did you do it at all yesterday? I didn't see it.
I did not. I have a little bit over a month to practice. And
better get out there.
I know. And I don't know if you guys know, but I won the cornhole championships in Atlantic City a few months ago. I was very excited about that. And now I was invited back. Once again, BDS is in the building. I'm back to defend or continue to go through this tournament and in the Carolinas. Is it North or South Carolina, honey? I think it's South Carolina.
I think it's South Carolina.
I think it's South Carolina in August. So I have about a month to be tossing bags, get my practice in. I also didn't even realize how big of a sport and a spectacle this was. They have announcers. They have, you know, ESPN. There are people in the stands screaming. It's really a big – it's a thing. So I'm very excited to
jump in there. I think it's so cool that it's like a big thing now.
Yeah.
Because it's been around for a while, and I feel like it's finally gone mainstream.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a fun – it's a fun game. It's a fun summer family game. Everybody loves cornhole.
Yeah.
I think it's also like attributed to like the popularity of country music too, cornhole.
Yeah.
Kind of. I feel like it goes hand in hand with the country.
I believe MTV will follow us in our journey for the Cornhole Championships that I may or may not be able to disclose those details. Obviously, I can't tell you what's happening, but who knows? Maybe they'll get
mad. You can't tell this guy anything.
Yeah. my wife's shaking her head. She's like, I don't think you're supposed to be telling people that. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, listen, you know, you just really can't tell the details and such. Anyway, we're going to speed past that, guys. We're back in the building for another episode of the positive podcast you never knew you needed. I hope I said it right this time, right, honey?
Yes.
So here's the sitch, guys. A positive mind looks for ways it can be done, and a negative mind looks for ways it can't be done.
See, I kind of have beef with that quote.
You got beef with that quote?
Yeah.
I'm invested in that quote.
But that's just that's your personality. But I don't disagree. But I don't think – I think it's leaving out some context. Because I think it's also a personality trait, like where a realist is – a realist will look out all the reasons that'll block it so that you can prevent all of that from happening. Where a positive person slash dreamer will kind of not think about any of those roadblocks until you hit them. But I think a realist is more of like a preparation person, and they're like, well, if I can think of 9 things that can go wrong, there's probably 18 things that can go wrong.
Well, I kind of like
because that's how I am. We're polar opposites. So I will like think of the things that can go wrong.
She's a Capricorn,
and Michael never think of the things that could go wrong until he'll deal with it when it goes wrong. But I want to be like prepared. So it's okay if things go wrong, but like I'm going to talk about the things that I think will go wrong so that we can get ahead of them. I don't think that's a negative trait.
I did recently see something where they said the optimist,
I think that's planned.
The optimist will be the inventor of such and such, where the pessimist will be the inventor of, you know.
Oh, like different products or solutions.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a need for obviously both of them.
And you know what? I really need to get back to that idea I had. I have this like life-changing idea. And if you know anything about like patents and like inventions, like I told Mike about it and he's like, yeah, he said they say solve a problem.
Yeah.
And you've made, and you've, what is it called? Like solve a problem and it's a success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've solved a problem. I just need to like find an inventor because I'm not like an actual person, like a manufacturer, but I solved the problem and it's a big problem. And I think it would help many people's lives, many mothers, many, actually any parent. It's like a parenting device thing. And I need to find an inventor. I'm actually trying to find someone to help me make it because you can't patent something until you have some kind of like working.
Yeah, I think it was an amazing idea.
It is an amazing idea, but you know, you got to put the
wheels into motion,
and it takes time finding. I have to follow up with someone. It takes time to find, you know, that kind of those kind of resources. It's not easy, but I'm really hoping that it can be solved because I would love to use it for myself while I have a small baby. You know, so we'll see.
Well, I don't know, honey. I'm still deciding if I want to look like a snack or keep eating the snacks. Because I just had my birthday, obviously, and I was living my best life, obviously, with some funfetti cakes. My Mama Peach's special mousse cake.
The food was so good.
I'm really not in bad shape right now, but according to where I'm usually at with my routine and my discipline, I'm really, really off. I will say last week I got to the gym like 5 days.
Yeah, and you went to the park.
But it's been shaky. It's been shaky for a month or so now. So I really got to get back to the principles of discipline, and eventually the motivation will follow.
Well, buckle up because you're starting to film.
Yes. I think over the next couple of weeks, we're starting to put some dates on the calendar. I mean, I'm excited for it. I always love to put TV together. I love what I do, and I think I'm myself and my friends and everyone on that show. I think we're the best in the business. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I think the numbers don't lie when you can't go higher than number one.
Very true. Very true. Very true. And we've been we've been number one or at the top of the charts for almost 14 years now. Mm. So. I'm going to do some research this year, and I'm going to find out over the past 14 years, I don't know about how we have ranked over those 14 years. And if I'm going to put a bet on it, I say that we were, if you average all the numbers up, I say top three over the whole, over the whole 14 years,
probably.
Which is insanity. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put some due diligence in and do a little bit of work and find out what Jersey Shore and Jersey Shore Family Vacation has ranked on MTV and throughout the 150 telecasts that are usually on the rankings. I'm saying,
is that what it goes to, 150, the list?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we've been at the top for the past 14 years, and I don't think anybody has beaten our record. We have a record for the most ratings on a single night, season 5, almost 9 million.
That was season 5?
Italy season.
Oh wow!
Where Uncle Ron came at me.
Oh God,
Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron. All right, guys, you've heard us talk about how much we love HelloFresh and the Situations household, but it truly is one of our favorite meals, especially in the summertime. They make it so easy to create anything. So they have select meals from the Taste of Summer series that we're loving these days, and they're sure to become everyone's new favorite, like the Old Bay shrimp and sausage boil, family-styled grilled steak lettuce wraps. I am a sucker for lettuce wraps, and when I tell you these grilled steak lettuce wraps are just chef's kiss. They are perfection. So bust out the grill on a nice warm evening and make dinner from HelloFresh's cookout collection with recipes like Melty Monterey Jack burgers. We love having family time at dinner time. So of course in the summer we want to spend that time outdoors. The weather is just perfection and we love having burgers and seafood and all that good stuff on the grill. And HelloFresh just makes it so simple because they give you all the individual packets of the seasoning, the condiments. If you need a lime and you only have lemons, they'll give you the lime. They just give you everything needed to fulfill that perfection flavor of a dish. So I love HelloFresh. You can't go wrong with them. They have so many options. And I have to tell you, with all the craziness going on in the grocery store, HelloFresh is actually 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant. And it's even cheaper than grocery shopping. That is money back in your pocket that you can spend elsewhere. So of course, we have a special code for you today. You guys can head over to HelloFresh.com/situation16 and use code situation16. For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation16 with code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Our Here's the Sitch podcast hotline We have not been on the air, you know, routinely for a little bit. So I just want to refresh you guys that we have a hotline. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call anytime. We love to hear questions, comments, concerns, inspirational stories, questions, quotes. Favorite quotes. We love to end the podcast with favorite quotes of the day. So share your quote with us.
Or even any topics that you guys want us to discuss.
Yeah, things you want to hear. If you like hearing about like little episode recaps, kind of like we have done the past 2 weeks because the show is on the air, we can continue doing that. If you guys have show related questions or any other like topics you want us to cover, you can call us and leave a message on there. And if you don't want your name listed, you don't have to say your name. So it's fine. Sometimes we get anonymous messages. Sometimes we have named ones. So totally up to you. And yeah, the number is 732-898-0414. Again, it's open 24/7. So you can call at any time. The number 732-898-0414. So on that note, I'm going to go to the phoners. We have Liz coming in from Michigan.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Liz from Michigan, avid fan and listener, and just want to say thank you for all of the positivity that you spread. My question today is, my husband and I have just experienced our second miscarriage in 6 months. And as someone who's normally like a very positive person, we're just feeling heartbroken, depressed, sad, angry, confused, all of the emotions, and having a hard time just moving forward from here, feeling positive and optimistic and grateful for the future. So as a couple who's experienced this type of loss yourself, I'm just wondering if you have any advice for us.
I think that in general, you have to stay in faith, you know. But also, I think we went to a doctor and we tried to address that as well, you know, to get your levels tested to see if they are all on track on where they should be. I think that's like a really, really good starting point.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in my 30s, so I think that I took a very aggressive, proactive approach after we experienced our first miscarriage, which, interestingly enough, a lot of times even excellent gynecologists don't always refer you to any kind of specialist after the first time because it's such a common occurrence.
Yes, they do say it's a common occurrence.
It's such a common occurrence amongst any age that they often say it's very sad. It's, you know, I see so many. I remember exactly how my doctor made me feel when we were in the hospital. And he just, I was hysterically crying.
Like, it happens.
He was amazing. Yeah. And I'll never forget what he said to me and how he saw like the pain. I was like, you know, you're hormonal and emotional. It's like the worst thing you're going through ever. And he's like, you know, I know you can't see it now, but I've been here with many women before and they all have healthy, happy babies. And you're going to have that one day. And I'll never forget, you know, his reassurance and his positivity and his care and the care behind his eyes. So I just really would recommend staying in faith, you know, really building a strong bond through that experience with your spouse. Uh-huh. It is a really hard thing to talk about with anyone. So I think sharing it is really your discretion, up to you with family or friends. I think eventually it's healthy to share that it had happened just as a healing part of your journey. But I think it's really important to strengthen the bond in your marriage more and stay in the faith and just be really comfortable with your healthcare providers. If you are not, if you're not getting that loving, concerned, warm feeling
TLC,
from your OB, then it's time to switch. And it's really up to you what you want to do. But I had excellent experience going to a specialist. I believe so strongly about fertility doctors, even though I didn't go through an IVF or an IUI. It's not the story that our family needed at the time. Mm-hmm. But of course, they have that available there. However, when I went to the fertility doctor, he tested both of us, myself and my husband, with everything. Everything was in line. I actually have a very out of whack thyroid issue that I think was really my problem with our first miscarriage because my thyroid was not being treated and I have to be on a pretty high dose of medication, especially anytime I do get pregnant. And so that was part of what we went through. And had I not gone to that fertility doctor, it wouldn't have been as closely watched. So when I did get pregnant with Romeo, I'm just sharing this because some people think fertility doctor is just if you want to do IVF. It's not. They keep an eye on everything happening in your body. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about fertility doctors is the second you get a positive pregnancy test, the second they say, pick up the phone and call us and come in for blood work.
Yep.
Whereas a regular OB, that's not their practice. A regular OB says, okay, we're going to make an appointment between 8 to 10 weeks for your first ultrasound. So when you find out you're pregnant, I mean, it's 2022. You usually find out and you're like 4 weeks. Well, maybe 5 weeks if you waited a few days after your period. Mm-hmm. So that means you have to wait another 4 to 5 weeks before seeing a healthcare provider.
And so a lot can happen in that time period.
A lot can happen. And while what God has intended is going to happen, there are also other things you can do. They'll test for your progesterone. A lot of women may need progesterone supplements. They'll test for all your hormone levels. They'll see they look for your HCG levels, if they're doubling, if they're tripling, if they're rising. And they can kind of, it's never a good experience if you have a loss or another loss, but they can kind of prepare you for what's happening because they'll have you go for blood work days in a row or every 2 days to make sure it's happening. And then at 6 weeks, where the regular OB still isn't ready to see you, that they'll do your first ultrasound. Yep. They'll check for a heartbeat. They'll check for placement to make sure it's not ectopic. They'll rule out all these other emergency situations that can put you at risk and put your baby at risk also. So it's just an extra precaution. And ever since my experience with them, I always say I wish all women would just go to a specialist so that they can have that extra care in the beginning.
Yeah, we were super comfortable once we started to go to the specialist. I know we also jumped into a super, super healthy lifestyle at that time period of exercise and nutrition and hydration, along with getting the care from the specialist and making sure that my levels and your levels were good.
Yeah.
And that was our starting point. And that, I believe that was our saving grace, you know, and what you just explained to the subscribers and the listeners is amazing. You know?
Yeah. And there's so many different things that can also happen that, you know, you're just never going to find out until you go to an extra doctor and get an extra level of testing and care and all that kind of stuff. My specialist had discovered that I had endometriosis and I needed surgery.
You got that first.
And that I had to get that surgery before I had Romeo or else I couldn't hold a pregnancy because of how much endometriosis I had. And I actually had that surgery April, the year right before I got pregnant with Romeo that fall. Mm-hmm. Got pregnant with him in September. And that was during like the beginning of COVID. Like they had shut down elective surgeries and they had to cancel my surgery and then they rescheduled it.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple years.
Yeah. So that was in what, 2020?
Yeah. It's been rough on everybody to do anything. It's tough.
So it's just so important to, you know, really get your health and wellness checked. But if you have that gut feeling that you should go for extra testing or go somewhere else, definitely do it because even my OB was like, I'll 100% recommend you and give you other doctors' names if you want to do it. If you don't, he said, you don't have to. He said, a lot of times this just happens.
That happened to a few people that I know too.
Yeah.
That they had miscarriages and then eventually they realized that they needed to get that surgery, the endometriosis surgeries to clean everything out.
Yep.
And then on top of that, going to the specialist and making sure that your levels and your husband levels are good.
Yeah.
Those are some good starting points for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's just important to surround yourself with positive stories. I think when I went through that, I read a lot online.
Along with staying in faith.
Yeah. And those are the best things I could say. It's none of that makes it any easier. Mm-hmm. But we're thinking of you guys and we're praying for the best.
Yes. Positive vibes only. Honey, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Hello. This is Jessica from Baltimore, Maryland. My brother is 8 years older than me. And I am now approaching 40, so he's approaching 50. And ever since I can remember, from childhood, My brother has been a drug addict and a alcoholic. From the outside looking in, looks like he has it all together. Now, he's been clean, I would say, about 6 to 8 years or so. It's a bit rough to know the marker because when he initially got clean, he pushed everyone out of his life, you know, which I understand. You're at a very vulnerable time of getting clean. But after I had, you know, a day with him in D.C., we went to, for lunch, and then we went to the cathedral for a little, you know, viewing of that beautiful church and things. It is just, I left and I was heartbroken, but it was like bittersweet. It was just like, I'm glad I still have my brother, but this is the brother I used to know is no longer there. It is, it's like meeting a stranger, you know, and the stranger's nice, but I don't know where to go from here.
Oh, damn. She said he was 7-8 years sober. You know, everyone's different.
She thinks so.
She thinks so.
She doesn't really know.
She doesn't really know. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a difficult journey. You know, and if it was bittersweet to think that you don't have your brother in your life, maybe the only advice I'd have is to open up the lines of communication to have more communication with your brother, whether from afar, on the phone, email, and things like that. I don't know how much communication she's having with her brother. It seems like it was sporadic. So I think more communication might help, you know. And also he might be living a different way, and maybe he hasn't necessarily adjusted to that, you know.
Yeah, I think that people change.
Very
in
true.
General, but mm-hmm. I also think that anyone going through recovery, especially at a later time in their life, they could be a completely different person.
Very true.
So if they are sober, you might just have to get to know this new person.
Yeah.
It might just be a really different person that you had met growing up as a kid. And especially if he was a long-term user, which an adult life, like, you know, he might just be a very different person right now.
I would just try to be grateful for whatever time that you have, you know, and then open up those lines of communication even more.
And it takes time, you know, because
you might break some of those barriers down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure, you know, you may or may not know exactly everything that your brother is going through.
100%.
So lending that ear and being more understanding and being as flexible as possible with every interaction, I think would be good.
Yeah. And you don't know what kind of like remorse or regret or feeling that they may have or may be triggered or brought up by family members if they weren't living the right way for a long time, you know. So I think it just takes time to
I think distance rebuild. Creates that. I have that with certain family members where I'm like, you know, this person's a little different. But at the same time, I still, you know, try to leave those lines of communication open with everyone and try to be hopeful, staying in faith and moving forward one day at a time.
Hi, I had a question for you guys, long-time listener of your podcast. I was just wondering if you guys had any advice for helping somebody through recovery, especially on, like, the bad days when things are still, you know, hard and, like, they have a hard time facing regrets and anger and stuff, and I just, you know, don't know how to necessarily help them through those waters. So any advice is very helpful.
Oh, wow. I think that's good. I think lending an ear and also letting that person know that is in recovery to call their sponsor, to go to a meeting, reach out to their recovery network, people that know exactly what they're going through, and take it one day at a time. There's also coping mechanisms of, you know, going to the gym or some sort of exercise to help alleviate some of the stresses of life. And you take it one day at a time. This too shall pass. I always love that this quote that I've recently heard of, when things are good, this too shall pass. And also when things are tough, when times are tough, know that this too shall pass as well. You got to just try to remain grateful, you know, through it all. So anybody that's going through recovery, I, you know, some people that are not going through recovery, they don't understand. So that's fine. Call your sponsor, go to a meeting, call your recovery network. And I think those are the three things. And also lending an ear and letting that person, you know, get out their feelings, because the next day things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important, like you said, to encourage them for to do their recovery networks.
Yeah.
Like, especially when, you know, people aren't maybe closest to you, aren't relating to what you're going through. It's really important to surround yourself with success stories.
Yeah.
And everyone's story is different, but you never know whose story is going to resonate with you.
Yeah.
And click and make sense, and you feel... you feel seen and you feel heard,
yeah,
and you feel understood. And I think that's really important for anyone in recovery.
Yeah. And that's what happens. You know, I certain friends, they don't understand, you know, certain things that when people are going through recovery, they can't really relate. They don't know how to give the advice. Mm-hmm. If you put me in that position, I'm going to give the right advice. Mm-hmm. And also if someone is not acting right, I'm going to check them.
Yep.
You know? So that's why I gave that advice.
That.
Yeah,
they need that. That.
Yeah.
I think that's a good advice.
Well, guys, I think that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. And one last parting hint right here, a little self-care hint I'd like to say is avoid people who act like a victim in a problem that they created.
Mm.
Self-care hint for the day.